Loving God, you urge us to wake up. Help us to be present during this time of waiting. Travel with us on this inward and outward journey of attentiveness, that our hearts may know your peace, and your peace will flow through our words and actions. Amen. This week I noticed a sign on one of the librarian's desks at St. Mark's. It said, "Jesus is coming, look busy." And I have a feeling that looking busy is not going to be a problem for many of us over the next few weeks. Already there are things to do, people to see, fun to be had, and stresses to be endured as we get ready for the Christmas season. Today's readings have a sense of looking inwards and looking outwards. And let's begin with the inward vision that Matthew offers. Now, I think that our gospel writer Matthew could have written that sticker, "Jesus is coming, look busy." He wants us to know that Jesus is coming. No one knows the hour, not the angels or the Son, only the Father. It is into the very ordinariness of life that Jesus will appear, as people are going about their work. In the first century context, this meant working in the fields and in the home to prepare food. This week, someone said to me slightly in jest, two students were doing their PhD side by side and one was taken. You get the drift. It might seem strange that this vision of end times, the second coming of Jesus, is presented to us this week as we begin Advent. We are preparing to remember Jesus' birth in Bethlehem many years ago. We can hear the angels singing on stage left, and we know how the pageant goes. We are getting ready to meet the Christ child anew and to be caught up in the mystery of God becoming one of us, the mystery of God with us. So what is Matthew's vision of the second coming doing here on this first Sunday in Advent? Perhaps it stands there to remind us that we live in a sense of the now and the not yet. We are a community of memory, and from this memory comes hope. We look back and see Jesus' birth, his life, death, and resurrection. We have seen God in him. We remember that Jesus was born into a human family, and that he meets us still in the everyday moments of our lives. We also look forward to the not yet, knowing that Jesus, through his Spirit, is still at work in the world and that he calls us to participate in that work through our lives. Christian imagination varies on how to conceive Matthew's construction of the last days. Images of dramatic raptures from popular fiction can't help coming to mind. Others see a more personal interaction as Jesus calls us into a deeper attentiveness to him in our lives. Whichever way we imagine it, we need to remember the watchfulness to which Jesus calls us is shaped not by fear of the future, but rather by gratitude for the life that Christ already offers us. Knowing Christ and coming closer to the light of Christ has the effect of not only bringing joy and hope, but also revealing to us those things that need changing. As our rector Margaret says, we are called to be holy, not perfect. This holiness will require taking things up, and also letting things go. At times it will ask us hard questions, but this is in aid of a deeper yearning towards truth and wholeness. As we step into this Advent season, I wonder what it is that you would like to take up in your search for wholeness. What is God calling you to? What would you like to let go of? What is God asking you to let go of? This inner work of letting go and taking up is set within our everyday activities because this is where Jesus has promised to turn up. Matthew's vision is not the only vision that we have been given today. The prophet Isaiah paints a vision that asks us to look outwards. Come and see what God is doing. Isaiah's vision is hard for us to believe, let alone grasp any time we watch the news or come face to face with suffering and brokenness in our families and communities. Isaiah offers a vision of all people finding peace and restoration, of swords being turned into plowshares, instruments of war being turned into instruments of food, instruments of death being turned into instruments of life. This vision is at the heart of much human longing. It is why the United Nations building in New York has a huge statue of a sword being turned into a plowshare, with these words from Isaiah written there as well. This vision is a universal one, but for me, it also needs to be lived out in the particular. For those to whom these texts originally spoke, the tiny nation of Israel, surrounded by nations who wanted to own it, there was only wartime and preparing for war. This vision of God's peace is not just the absence of war, but also the sense of wholeness and completeness that comes with justice and well-being for all people, and it is a bold vision. This is also the bold vision present in Jerusalem today, as Israeli and Palestinian women stand on a street corner each Friday, calling for an end to the Israeli occupation and for peace and justice in the land. This is also the bold vision of our Aboriginal leaders who work tirelessly in our country, who are both proud of the often underreported success stories from their communities, and also lament another report on extreme Indigenous disadvantage. Like them, we acknowledge and name the pain and injustice in our world. We can grow weary, but we keep working. We look busy, not in frantic activity, but in steadfast actions that lead to peace and well-being for those around us. In our own way, we accept the invitation of Isaiah and walk into the light of the Lord. Each season of the church year, Holy Covenant is sent some artwork, and today I would like us to spend a moment with two pieces for this season. They are on display in the chapel, which you can look at after church, but there's also a copy in the bulletin that you might like to have a look at. We're starting with the picture, Protective Skin of a Woman, and we pick up the themes of inwards and outward looking. A sense of looking inwards is communicated in the picture, Protective Sky. The central figure is hiding under a starry sky. She is covered by a shawl of green and yellow speckled light that flows to surround her, yet is also connected to the mountains and landscape behind her. The figures hug her body, drawing everything inward. Her gaze is directed inward and downward, which gives her a Mary-like quality. Above, the stars and galaxies continue in their timeless way while she waits and protects. There will be times this Advent when you will want to draw inward, to protect a quiet moment with a friend, with a grandchild, with a stranger in the supermarket, with a prayer, with a painting. Find these inward moments this Advent as you actively, hopefully wait. The second piece of artwork is called Galaxy. You can see the central tree that appears to be opening wide to the sky, almost in a prayer-like pose. The vision is vast and outward-looking, and there is an invitation to participate alongside the whole of creation into growing into the purposes of God. There will be times this Advent when the invitation is to have your arms and hearts open, to journey with God, to meet the world in its joy and in its pain. Find these outward moments this Advent as you actively, hopefully, wait.